Good boy, naked but for your collar, just the way I like you. I'm glad to see you're following my instructions. What are you cooking? Oh, it smells amazing. And you made enough for four people as instructed, right? Three? No, I definitely said four. You sure that's what I told you? Huh. Interesting. Because you know that being one meal short, you'd be the one missing out, right? Well, then that doesn't sound like me, does it? You know I always make sure you're taken care of. Well, as unclear as my instructions may have been, I can guarantee you will not be going hungry tonight. I'm the one that told you to make four, right? What? Oh, nothing, just talking to myself, sweetheart. Listen, I have something I need to tell you. Do you remember that facility I took you to for that long, long milking session? It was very experimental, as is everything in that place. I knew you would be perfectly safe, else I would never have let them strap you up to that machine to drain you as many times as they did. Anyway, you were such a good boy and kept going without complaint, even though you were highly emotional and the tears couldn't be helped. Gosh, that's a great memory. I was watching you on a screen, did you know that? I wasn't going to leave you like that in Europe. Not properly, anyway. Thing is, for quite some time, I've also been undergoing some... sorry, darling, I really need to take this call. Wait here, I'll be back shortly. And if the door knocks in the meantime, ignore it. Yes, ignore it if I'm not with you, okay? And don't worry, it's nothing bad, just... I have to take this call. Back in a few. Hi, sweetheart. It smells divine. You made enough for three people, right? Four? Oh, good thinking. Leftovers for tomorrow. Oh, what's wrong? You're confused. What about? Oh, never mind. We can talk about it later. You carry on with what you're doing. I'm just going to go and freshen up a little. Someone we know has a surprise for you, and I've been looking forward to this. By the way, you're looking as delicious as the food is, pretty eyes.
Late, but...
Huh? Yes, I'm fine. Are you? My memory? My memory's fine, sweetheart. Don't worry, you've done everything right. Perfectly so. Oh, yes, something to tell you. Yes, that facility with the automated milking machine that sucked you dry. I've been undergoing some experiments of my own. I don't like it when I'm away from you and you're left to your own devices. And we think we've come up with a way to solve it. Who's we? The scientists at the facility and I. I'm really excited about it and it means that you'll never be alone again. No one else can take advantage of you in my absence, and you will be kept busy and won't have time for distractions. You're mine, and mine alone, and you'll never need to even talk to anyone else again, unless I allow it. But the experiment seems to have worked, and tonight we're going to put it to the test, with you, here, at home. which will hopefully be a little more comfortable for you. You have nothing to worry about. I'm not going to leave you for a second. And all you have to do is...
do as you're told.
Missy, I thought I told you to wait until I told him myself.
But I am you.
Sweetheart, it's okay, don't panic. Surprise! This is Missy,
hi.
A clone. Just like me, in every way.
Aside from the name to avoid initial confusion, Poppet.
Seems you have my impatience too, Claire.
Seems you have my bitchiness, goddess.
Now, sweetheart, you have nothing to worry about. You're about to be spoiled in return for all the extra instructions you're going to be receiving. Tonight's the test. What do you think?
Ah, he looks shocked, happy and turned on all at the same time, going by what I'm looking at.
I should think so too. Could you get the door, Missy?
Sure.
Is that...
shh.
Yes, it is. Or it should be. Well, Missy is just part of the surprise.
Shh.
Who could that possibly be at the door? Oh, look who's here at last. Peggy, goddess, Missy. My, I'm ever looking forward to sitting on your face, slapcake. Now, you finish up in here and make your way to the bedroom.
Oh, bedroom, my favourite room.
My favourite room too. Don't be long, sweetheart. What a great bed. It's so tall. It comes up to the top of my thighs.
Completely purposeful. You'll see why shortly. I can guess.
Sweetheart, I need to lay down some rules for you before anything else happens. Firstly, you are to refer to the clones as goddess too.
Beautiful. Well, that has to be a good one.
They're all me. Most of the time you'll be with one of us at a time. I have other uses for them too, including helping me with my work so I can get twice as much done at the same time. This will always leave one of us with you. I'll also have more time with you because of being able to get things done faster. For now, and this is also part of the experiment, none of us will reveal which one of us we are after our initial introduction's already been and gone. We should all be the same as me, for the most part, and I want to see how easy or difficult it is for you to tell which is which. The experiments will continue and we will tweak our own behaviours until it becomes impossible for you to tell which is which for the extra fun mindfuck. On occasion we may reveal to you for the sheer fun of it, but the plan for now is for that to not be very often. Missy, could you go and turn the cooker down to low, please? I'm sure my boy is going to be very hungry afterwards and I don't want it spoiled.
Sure, I'm looking forward to that too.
Peggy, could you pass me the blindfold, please?
This one?
Mm-hmm. This is fun. I knew where it was without knowing. That's a good sign that we are indeed connected in tune.
Sure is.
This is going to be a lot of fun, methinks. Now, sweetheart, look at me. This is an important part of the experiment. I want to see how easy or difficult this is for you to tell the difference between us, or if it's even possible. All of us are going to refer to all three of us as goddess. You will need to pay close attention to who is where and doing what at any given moment and see if you can spot any differences.
We'll be moving around purposefully. When we're finished with you, you are to tell us which you think is goddess, which you think is Missy, and which one you think is me, Peggy. There is no wrong answer, so don't try to guess. It would just help us to know how well we are aligned and what we need to tweak later. The factual results are important, okay? Your only clue will be what you can hear as Goddess puts the blindfold on. Who is, of course, your owner?
Yes, I'm the original. And that will never change. Where and who the other two goddesses are and where we go is up to you to try to keep track or just get lost in it all. No matter what happens, it's all good.
Yep.
So let's just pop this blindfold on. How's that feel? Comfortable? How many fingers am I holding up? I must say, considering how much of a shock this must be, you're handling it very well so far.
Of course he is. He's such a good boy.
We all know that.
What to do?
I'm very proud of you.
What to do with you first, sweetheart?
Or whatever you like, goddess. I thought you couldn't wait to sit on his face. Isn't that what
good
you said,
boy,
sweetheart?
That's right. I do.
No time to be wasted. I'm going to ride your face first. Make sure you keep your mouth relaxed so that my cunt can move it myself and resist the urge to kiss, suck, lick, or do anything at all until I say so. Got it? Say yes, goddess.
Good boy.
Oh, perfect. Your skin is so soft.
Oh, meanwhile, elsewhere, I think I'm going to let you play with my breasts.
Oh, it feels so good. I'm sure imagining sucking goddess nipples is as good as the thought of sucking my clit, but you need to remember, do not use your mouth for anything until I tell you to.
There you go.
Losing control already, sweetheart. Focus on what we tell you, else I'll find another way to make you. Putting that cock of yours in a cage. You can think about that instead.
Imagine sucking on my nipples.
Must I do
that?
You
can't see them with that pussy on your face, but don't they feel so wonderful, no. Slut cake?
Consider yourself warned, baby.
Oh, I knew your mouth would react to the thought of sucking my nipple. I think we all know you better than you do, slut cake.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Oh, you're so good with your fingers.
Oh, they feel so good
on my skin. On my tits, squeeze.
Just like you like playing with my tits.
Stroke.
Well, they are my tits.
Wow.
You have six tits to play with.
Oh, such a good boy.
Right, yes, and one I'm very proud of. Isn't that right, sweetheart? There's nothing you wouldn't do for me, is there? You know it. I know it. We all know it.
I said keep your mouth still. Do I have to suffocate you to make my point?
Oh, he's up on him, Peggy. He's not used to having more than one at a time. And I really would like him to still be breathing by the end of this session.
Thank you. Okay, spoil sport. Nothing turns me on more than the feel of the struggle as he tries to breathe.
I know, but don't get carried away. Not today. Poor thing has so much to pay attention to. And right now, my hand is sliding down his body towards his bum. Hold that. Like this.
Avoiding his cock completely. That's going to take some focus right there.
It sure is. I didn't think he'd get any harder than he already was, but here we are. Just look at that. Oh, God, I want to fuck that cock right now. I'm going to straddle you.
Help yourself. Go for it. Can you help to guide him into me, please,
my
goddess?
Pleasure.
I want you to know that it's not my hand holding your pretty dick. Or is it? There. Gently lower yourself.
Oh, God, there is nothing quite like the feel of a cockhead. Ah, that is busting to get inside the cunt that's brushing against.
You're a cunt?
Oh, fuck off, goddess. The answer is probably yes, but that's not the point.
Being spoiled today, aren't you, pretty eyes? Are you ready for a little revenge? To get your own back on me? Yeah, permission to do whatever you like with that tongue of yours while the goddess
finds you. You're in for a treat, goddess.
The one condition is that you have to come at the same time you make me come. Do you think you can do that for me, baby? Let's just see how much of a good boy you can actually be.
Stop. First things first, I need you all to scoot to the edge of the bed a little. There's something I want to do too, goddess.
What? I just got him in and now you want him to
shuffle back.
Oh, now you tell me.
You too,
don't
sweetheart.
Take your mouth away from my clit slut cake.
Good boy.
We can shuffle back together, and if the suction stops for even a second, you're going to be in deep trouble.
I'm going to help him fuck you by fucking him. Now shuffle that whole of yours to the edge.
Oh, good boy.
The strap on is beginning to look as
good. Oh, sucker. Sucker. Get it? Oh, my humor is moving. I'm going to turn around. Oh, so I can lean my back against goddess, so I can watch. Goddess, she fucks
lots
you
of
off.
Blue.
Oh, you're going to enjoy this
one, you cock fucks.
Here comes
goddess. So many hands your goddess has. This is your
pocket. Oh, God, your mouth on my clit is so hungry.
Everywhere.
Oh, God. Your mouth on my clit is as hungry for it as it's ever been. Oh, it won't be long before I'm coming if you keep that up.
Nice and slow.
Sit down, stop, let me. I
wish I could feel
so fucking good.
But the goddess's ass is sitting on it. With your little squirms. Watching your hands as they grab the sheet at the same time. Fuck, you're so pretty, you know that?
Oh, and this view of goddess fucking you with us.
Oh, does that feel good?
You have to reach down and put your cheeks even further apart.
Yes.
But your cock feels too good inside me.
Good boy.
I'm not letting that go.
Oh, I can spread his cheeks further for you, goddess.
Oh, I'm so good.
Look how wide open he is when I pull out. What a pretty view. And right back. And again.
Oh, this is too slow. I want to make him come.
Careful, sweetheart. That was some tug on my clit that she filled you on.
Right,
I happen to love my clit.
You do.
Oh, God, that feels so good. I don't care what you're doing, just keep doing it.
Goddess doesn't have patience with games right now, does she?
Like most.
Time to eat you, sweetheart.
Isn't.
Right.
Slut game.
Don't answer that question. Don't you dare stop working, my clit.
Well, I think you harder and faster.
Oh, good boy.
How about a little breath play to heighten your senses a little?
Baby. I can take it.
That's right, baby. Focus.
There you go. Now breathe. I'm going to do it again. And when I do, I want you to focus on coming. Ready?
I'm so close myself. Oh, you do that so well when you're not breathing. Oh, the desperation you caused me with your arm.
Oh, you're such a good boy. Did you hear that? She wants me to let you breathe just this one last time. It means you have to come if you want to breathe again. That means if you want to breathe again, you have to come. And you have to make me come at the same time. You ready for this? Oh, I have every confidence you can do this, baby. Oh, fuck yes, let's do this. Breathe, baby. Nice deep breaths. Breathe it all in and in. All the way in. Hold it.
Because I'm going to hold your breath for you until you come. Fuck. Lick. Suck. Take that cock in your ass and feel Goddess throat. I'm so close. Oh, come on, baby. Almost there. Come with me and you can breathe. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, come for me. Ah, come in.
Cute, worn out boy. You're mine now.